You were telling me about Sid Gully, who was captured on the Somme.
Yes.
Did you know of his whereabouts at the time?
No,
did you only find this out afterwards?
No, I didn't know he was even in France.
You knew him then?
Oh, yes. Really, strictly speaking. You see, he's younger than me. And he'd just had a quick training. It had to be a very short training because they'd already been losing big casualties. And so Sid Gully was pushed right in quickly.
Was he in the infantry?
He was in the infantry, yes. And a nervous old cat like you got, I don't think. I imagine him as being with an infantry unit at all. I felt sorry for him, really. But he got captured on the 21st of March, 1918. He was sent down a salt pan. As you can imagine, anything right off the comfort of home to Sid was a little tyranny. And when he came back, well, he had an awful tale of woe of how he'd been treated. He might have been worse treated than me, generally speaking. And I don't think the Germans were bad to us at all. At least that's my opinion of the Germans on that. Out of the old bunch of the troops in France at the time that we had to deal with, that was the French, the Belgians, the Flemish and the Germans. I said, give me the Germans any day. And I kept that opinion right through. Sid got home a week before me. I don't know really what that does. We were a wee bit worried because there was an armistice of 4 weeks. We were into the fourth week before we knew anything at all. And then suddenly we heard that the armistice was extended for another 4 weeks, which gave us a pretty good chance. We came back through Holland on one Sunday at Enschede. It was a nice little place. Perhaps one day I might go over there, but I doubt it.
It was November or December 18.
Well, when I came out, it would be the first, the second week in December, because we were getting windy, very windy. And then we came home. I always remember the day I came home. We landed at Hull. We had all our clothes pinched from us. We thought they were nice ones, but they were all taken away and they were deglazed and whatever. Give them a brand new outfit of everything. Everything was brand new for us. We went to the shops to get the service chevrons, for which we were jolly proud of. And what was it? I had 4 to go. Because they charged us 2 shares of chevron at that time. And we gave them down there and got them for 6 months. Fortunately, I didn't buy mine at all. I waited till I got home. Then, come nothing, we came home on leave. Came out a month or 6 weeks, or 2 months, I forget. Anyway, we were sent in on leave. This was on December the 18th, 1918. We got to get that. Poor old Granny, she was going to come out and meet me. She didn't know which way I was coming. Trams were, you know, from Davis to Queen Street. I suppose she's bound to walk. She was a wonderful walker.